Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on Babun bil Wasiyyati fil Nisa, the chapter on treating women well. So today we do two important ahadith that teach us that how a person should be thinking, how a person should be acting as far as the woman folk are concerned. And Muawiyah ibn Haydata radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, Qultu ya Rasulallah, ma haqqu zawjati ahadina alayhi? Qala, an tut'imaha إذا طعمت وتكسوها إذا اكتسيت ولا تضرب الوجه ولا تقبح ولا تهجر إلا في البيت حديث حسن رواه أبو داود. Hazrat Muawiyah ibn Hayda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what right does a wife have over the husband? What right does the wife have over the husband? So he replied that you feed her when you eat, you clothe her when you clothe yourself, you do not strike at her face, you do not abuse her, and you do not sever relations with her except at home. So now this hadith teaches us that a person's akhlaq, that he does what he needs to do. In other words, that you feed her when you eat. In other words, when you are eating, what food you eat, you give her also from that food. You feed her also at that time also when you're eating, showing us that that love and the muhabbat between that husband and wife must be there. The person is taking care of her needs. So you clothe her when you clothe yourself. So when you're getting clothes or when you're clothing yourself, then also you make arrangements for her clothes, for her needs. Not that she be left, that she has to now fend and worry that how she's going to get her clothing. So Islam makes it such. We might think ourselves that so simple things Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking about, that you clothe her when you clothe yourself, you eat when you eat. But understand that most people of this world, these are the basic necessities. Food, clothing, in fact everyone, but is that we have, our minds unfortunately have gone so far that we look at these things as very trivial things and we look at other things as very important things. For example, a person's holiday home, a person decorating his house, we look at all the extras to be important. But at that time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you'll find a sahabi would come to the masjid. He'll perform salah. Immediately after salah, he'll leave and he's gone. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquires that, why do you leave immediately after salah? You don't even sit in the masjid for a while. He says, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, between me and my wife, we only got one set of clothing. So I rush quickly. In other words, one set of clothing to cover themselves. I rush quickly so that she may use this extra cloth to cover herself properly, so that she can read her salah also. So this was the poverty they were in. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that time is telling us that when you are feeding, when you are eating also, you feed them. When you are clothing yourself, you clothe them. In other words, take care of them. And the hadith goes on to say that do not strike her at her face. That's a place of respect Allah ta'ala has given her. Don't strike her and hit her. And if for some reason a person has to sever relations with her, then let it be at home. In other words, it's not something that's gone out. A woman is chased out, or she on her own decides now she wants to go. The hadith we did, a person just separates the bed, just separates from there. And a person, a true man of love and muhabbat and akhlaq, is enough for a woman to get the message that I shouldn't be behaving in this manner. So this is the akhlaq that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has shown us. And it's one more small hadith we'll do and give a little bit of explanation. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا وخياركم خياركم لنسائهم. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه نريد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the most perfect of believers are those with the best of character, and the best of you are those who are best to their wives. The most perfect of believers are those with the best of character, and the best of you are those who are the best to their wives. What a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Most perfect of believers are who? أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا. The best of character. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that the best of you are those that are best to their wives. In other words, they treat them with akhlaq, they treat them properly. Rahmatullah Ali was a very senior khalifa of Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali. He passed away recently, not too long ago. So he, in his incident, he mentions that at that time when he mentioned this, he said that I'm married now for 53 years. 53 years I married, but not once in my marriage I told my wife to get me water also. In other words, I tell people and I tell friends, whenever people ask me and they say, I tell them that I am not the makhdum, I am the khadim. Makhdum is the person that is being served. Khadim is the one that is served. You say, I'm the one that does the serving. I'm the one that does and help people. Allah Ta'ala, this was the style of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He didn't want to take khidmat from people. He would be the one that wanted. I never asked my wife even once also to even get water for me. What a great thing that is. Can you imagine how much of demands we all make on our families? But this is the akhlaq. And then he says something else further. It's very surprising. 53 years he was married at the time. That is when a person has got sohbat of a pious person. He's learned akhlaq. He's got that tolerance in him. He's got that burdbari, as you say, that a person is able to make tahammul, is able to tolerate all the situation. He said, in 53 years also, I haven't changed my lehja in speech with her. In other words, I haven't even changed my tone of speaking to her. I mean, I just screamed at her, shouted at her, picked up his voice. I haven't even changed my tone of speech. And a person has got that level of akhlaq, and you'll find that a person will take care of their families, he'll take care of their staff, people will start liking a person like that. But he hasn't even changed his lehja, he hasn't changed his tone of speech. Can you imagine 53 years? Forget about fighting and hitting and disruptions. But this is it. So, one of our ulama, Tanwir Rahmatullah Alayhi, he mentions this. He says, if a person keeps this in mind, a person keeps this, as we mentioned yesterday, that the qurbani and the sacrifice that the person makes, the woman makes and she comes, he keeps this in mind. And Mufti Ahmad Khanpuri, rahmatullahi alayhi, he makes mention of this also. He says that if you just look at one quality of the woman that Allah Ta'ala has given us, look at one quality of that woman, is enough for a person to treat his wife well. And he said, what quality is that? That is called wafadari. He said, this loyalty that they have given us is not found in the... He said, look at the people, the women of Europe, and look at the women in America. They don't have that level of loyalty to their husbands. Whatever suits them goes. So another woman, like that, it carries on, and they just move their own direction. He says, Allah Ta'ala has given us this woman that got such level of wafadari. If the man also has gone out for some time, that woman is generally loyal to him. She takes care of him, she looks after him. So if man just looks at his loyalty to his woman, doesn't look at anything else, he says, just look at the loyalty that she has given me. From the time I married to her, what level of loyalty she has showed to me. For that I can't even repay her. So what's day if I have to tolerate her ill, all her misgivings, you have to tolerate whatever wrong she is doing. There's no harm if I can do that. If I just look at this wafadari that this woman has given me, where the woman of West, they don't even know what this wafadari to the husbands ever mean. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing the beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life. As you know, today is Friday. Should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Should try and come early for the Jummah salah. Make it a point of reciting Suratul Kahf and encourage our families also to recite Suratul Kahf. Take advantage of the time before Maghrib salah for dua. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.